This impressive bird's population nearly vanished from the world's landscape, with only 22 individuals remaining in existence by 1987. Fortunately, the story doesn't end there. I'm Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon, with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. This week, we focus on our nation's largest land bird, the California condor. This is Bay Birds. All 22 remaining condors were taken into captivity by the San Diego Wildlife Park and Los Angeles Zoo. The California Condor Recovery Program was born, and thanks to its efforts, over 400 condors exist today, with a little more than half of them living in the wild. California condors are known for their broad black wings that may span 9.5 feet. And when spread wide in flight, they reveal a large, distinctive triangular patch under each wing. The condor's wing is designed for soaring and allows them to soar for hours on the thermal air currents formed when the sun heats the ground. They can reach heights of up to 15,000 feet and fly at speeds of up to 55 miles an hour. And yes, condors are vultures, and like the more common turkey vulture, they sport the bald head that enables them to maintain hygiene while taking a dive deep into those messy carcasses. Generally, condors prefer large dead mammals like deer, cattle, or sheep, but they'll dine on mice or fish when necessary and enjoy the occasional beached whale as well. Unlike turkey vultures, California condors don't have much sense of smell, but their excellent eyesight serves them well when looking for their next meal. Once located, condors tend to approach with caution, being sure to survey the area for hazards by either circling overhead a while or perching up high for a few days before finally delving in. Other condors will soon follow suit, and together they work cooperatively to rip apart the meat. California condors are quite social. They share food, rest together, and use a variety of body postures and vocalizations to both communicate with each other and maintain social hierarchies. Even the skin on their head and neck are important for communication, as they can noticeably change color in response to emotional state, like a built-in mood ring. Historically, California condors numbered in the thousands and spanned much of the western United States and parts of Mexico. Fossil evidence even places them in Florida and New York and dates them back to the days of saber-toothed cats. They prefer rocky, forested areas, and their current range includes California's southern coastal ranges from Big Sur to Ventura County, continuing south through the Transverse Range, and east to the southern Sierra Nevada. And a few populations are again found in northern Baja California and around Arizona's Grand Canyon. With the great work of the Yurok tribe, California's largest Native American tribe, condors may even be destined to re-inhabit the Northern California coast. The Yurok tribe, with the support of several government agencies, has gathered promising evidence that a reintroduction to California's north coast could be successful. Just last month, a memorandum of understanding was signed between the tribe, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, National Park Service, California Department of Parks and Rec, and the nonprofit Ventana Wildlife Society to work toward reintroducing captive-bred condors to this region. Native American tribes have long seen the condor as a symbol of power, referring to it as the thunderbird bringing thunder to the skies with just the beat of its wings. Hopefully that thunder will someday once again be common. The California condor is among the rarest and most imperiled birds in the world. Their massive population decline in the 20th century was believed to be primarily due to lead poisoning, a result of accidental lead ingestion while feeding on the carcasses of game shot with lead ammunition. This past year, California became the first state to ban lead ammunition. A great step in helping protect California condors, but there is much more work to be done. If you're interested in catching a glimpse of this California icon as it battles its way back from near extinction, enjoy a drive down the coast to Pinnacles National Park. While you aren't guaranteed a condor sighting, they closely manage a population of about 27 individuals and remain an important release site for the Condor Recovery Program. And if that isn't good enough for you, get online. The San Diego Zoo's Captive Breeding Program has a live cam, which may even feature a condor chick. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito and Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from RadioSausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at RichardsonBay.Audubon.org. This is Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.